I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Virginie Moret. We're talking about France, her home country. Virginie, when you think about the French, until recently, if you had Britain loyalties, that was a real threat to Paris.
Definitely, but we did have a good agreement with Anne de Bretagne, and this is why when you go to France, you're not going to pay any tolls on the highway, because the Breton did give their land to France, the French kingdom, but they got a deal. And
no tolls on the highway?
No tolls on the highways in France. We still have, in Brittany,
today?
Sorry. Yes, and we still
You're
have
kidding.
good roads. But
I didn't
that was
know
a bargain
that.
From the long time ago.
Long time ago.
At the time when you paid salt to be able to use, you know,
so
the
you
roads.
So you pay all over France. You pay a toll to drive the autoroute.
Autoroute, mm-hmm.
But not in Brittany.
Not in Brittany.
And
there are
and
good roads.
Because of a many centuries old agreement.
Yes, we gave our land, but we got a deal. So,
formidable.
Not that bad.
All right. Good for Brittany. I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm talking with Virginie Moret. We're talking about France. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Jane's on the line in New Orleans, Louisiana. Jane, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks for having me. When I traveled in France not long ago, I found astounding cultural contrast within a single region. For example, when we stayed in Sarlat in the Dordogne, it put us within an hour's drive of huge medieval castles perched high on rock cliffs and also quite close to Font de Gaume and other caves with those amazing artworks created by prehistoric humans 30,000 years ago, all within a very small region.
I love that report, Jane. So you're talking about Sarlat, S-A-R-L-A-T. It's a beautiful home base for that region, the Dordogne, and you've got magnificent medieval castles. Bénac comes to mind, overlooking the Dordogne River. Beautiful canoeing to do there. And then at the same time, you could have a whole list of caves where you can see prehistoric paintings or carvings, if you know where to go.
And Nicole, yeah. Talking about people, I come from Brittany, and we have within the same region, we have the Argoat, which is the forest people, and the Armor, the people who live by the sea. And we are different. It's a different mentality. And I'm coming from the Argoat, the center of Brittany, and my husband is from the coast. And this is an ongoing joke. We've been married 10 years, but for them, I'm not Breton. I'm from the rural Brittany. And the language used to be different. So like you said, within the region of France, we have geographical, cultural differences. But really, the people are also different. And they respect other people, but they really love their tradition and the way they are.
So there really is pride for your village or your town.
Definitely. We're proud of where we come from.
Yeah. Jane, thanks for your call.
Thank you.